News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Honest Micheál Martin said over the weekend he hopes to push forward with plans for a dedicated transport police. Éan Arirdán, Labour Party Justice and Education spokesperson. Is this a good idea?
I think it is, but within An Garda Síochána, we've been calling for this for about 10 years. And as we encourage more and more people to use public transport, we want people to feel safe on public transport. And I know in Dublin, the Dart Line would be something that does come up in conversation with constituents who say that they don't feel safe. There can be issues around individual stations that aren't manned. That leads to issues around antisocial behaviour, lifts being broken. I'm thinking particularly of Clan Griffin. But also, you know, in transit, particularly late at night, if you want people to feel safe, young people to feel safe, elderly people to feel safe, women to feel safe, you're going to need a presence. And I would suggest a Garda presence, not necessarily a private security firm, but maybe a branch of An Garda Síochána, so that there's no ambiguity as their powers of arrest. And I think that would make people feel an awful lot more secure if they were to know that when they go to a DAR station, it's manned, there's a presence there. People can access the DART. People with disabilities can access the DART. But certainly, as you're commuting, that there will be a level of Garda presence. So if something does occur, you know that there's going to be a response to it.
The Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, has kind of shot down this idea in the past, and he's spoken about how there's now a direct link with the Transport Authority. The Garda are able to respond quickly. He says the Garda are quite proactive about this. Is that enough, do you think?
I don't think so. I think what we're trying to do, you know, it is an issue of antisocial behaviour currently, you know, that affects commuters, also affects people working in our transport links. And if we're going to expect more and more people, as we do, I mean, politics now currently is about encouraging people out of the private car into public transport. We have to, you know, tick through the issues that people feel are a problem. I know there's a change, for example, to the Dart Line, where people are now expected through the new system that Irish Rail are promoting to, if you're going to Holt, to change at Holt Junction. There's a suggestion that there's just a feeling about Holt Junction Dart Station that there needs to be just a little bit more of a presence so people feel more secure. That kind of thing is going to have to be addressed if we're going to get people to buy in to using public transport more. And having a Garda force there or a police force there or a security force there to have, you know, recognition from the public and also a sense of credibility with the public is going to be key. So I don't think I'd agree with Drew Harris there. I think, look, there's massive pressures on the guards. We know that there's quite a number of resignations from Garda Síochána, 147 last year, which is unprecedented. The commissioner says we need 18,000, not 15,000, if we're going to have an effective police force. This is probably an area that he doesn't think it needs to be prioritised. But I think moving into the future, as I say, if we're trying to encourage people more and more to believe in the public transport system, as we should, which I use myself, Lewis Dart, Dublin Bus, and around the country as well, then a Garda presence or a section of An Garda Síochána policing those stations and those trains is, I feel, would be a good move. And if the Taoiseach is serious about it, well, then he needs to move on it.
Okay. How would it work? I mean, you mentioned the Dart, you mentioned the Lewis. How do we say on the Lewis, for example, there is a private security firm, and to be fair to them, I see them a lot. They do a good job, but I take the point you make that, you know, there's question marks about what powers they might have. Like, how would it work in conjunction with, say, you know, the security that is there? And to be fair, I think that security on the Lewis line, they play an important role.
They do, but again, there can be a little bit of level of ambiguity as to what their powers of arrest are, what, you know, how they can deal with particular situations. I think uniformed Gardaí people know exactly, you know, what to expect from them. But we also, by the way, I think since the inspectors have gone from Dublin Bus routes, there's a sense that maybe the individual driver is completely isolated at the front of the bus, and isn't necessarily as able to deal with issues that may arise.
Oh yeah, and you're quite vulnerable if you're on a bus. Are you on a Lewis or a Dart at late, particularly at night? And if there's somebody acting the maggot or worse, you do feel incredibly vulnerable.
Yeah, and the driver is completely isolated and has to deal with a huge number of things to make sure people have paid. If there's somebody with a disability, to make sure that they access the bus effectively, that they're going to be on time, that they're dealing with traffic, all these issues. So I think the extra level of just manpower on the transport links would make people feel an awful lot more secure. It would protect the staff, the people working on our transport system, but also would make people feel, you know, something. I have heard stories about the Dart, or I've heard stories about Dublin Bus. I now feel more secure. I know there's a level of Garda presence there, or security presence there. Okay. And I feel much more confident about using it.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Eoin O'Riordan, Labour Party Justice and Education Spokesperson. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know, good idea, bad idea. Let us know your stories about what's happened on public transport as well in terms of antisocial behaviour. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.